Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better. We welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
Oh, man. Almost like, do you remember those Batman movies? Well, on television? Boom, pow, ping, po. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the All That Jazz Show now. And tonight's topic, perfection is not the case, but true talent is. All That Jazz now, jazz has never been about perfection, but talent surely drives music. And I agree with that. You know, because it's not about perfection in jazz. It's not about perfection in music. It's about talent. And man, we got some dangerous, dangerous talent tonight. We got Korean fusion jazz, and they're a bad band. They're called Space 502, Five Dimension. Ooh, man, deep. And then we got a bad Korean jazz singer, Young Sun Na, and that's her name. I had to tell my producers in Texas. They said, Don, you know how to pronounce that? I said, it's Young Sun Na. And actually, they don't pronounce the N. So it's Sun Young Ah, A-H. How about that? She's got a track called Breath in Baghdad. And this girl can rip like the old days. So she's going to be cutting up. She got a couple of songs we're going to play by her. Then we have my main guy, Joe Mancuso, performing Angel Eyes in St. Louis, Missouri. And I call him St. Louis Joe. Oh, man, Joe bad, dude. He's cool when he be singing. So we got a lot. I Don't Know by Ruth Brown, 1959. She said, I don't know why I love that that guy so. Because I wasn't around doing this. But this track, man, we got some bad, bad music. So we're going to get the show started. It is 7:08, like we usually do. And I'm telling you, man. Let's see, I'm going down the board like the game show where the wheel go around tick, 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 and it won't hit bankrupt either. I think I'm going to start with the Korean fusion jazz band Space 502 doing a track called Five Dimension. How about that? Fusion Jazz Band. Space 502. See, they could cut. You know, when people always think about jazz, they always think about America and St. Louis and New Orleans and New York. But jazz is everywhere. Man, it is the music. And you know, it takes a lot to create a jazz tune, just like it does other tunes. And sometimes I think we forget how many people it takes to make one track, right? So I'm looking at this track by Norman Connors. And I like Norman. And it's a track called You Make Me Feel Brand New. Now, of course, it's a stylistic track. But the jazz artists like to put their spin on it. So he went and got Eleanor Mills, who's singing lead, and he incorporated James Robinson. But I want you to hear about some of the other people on the track. Now, of course, it was composer Tom Bell who did it, you know, so you know you got that. But then you got James Robinson, vocals. You got saxophone, Gary Bartz. Let me pull this stuff up. I want you to hear this. Then you got composer Linda Creed, bass. You got Eddie Watkins. Then you got Harry Bluestone, percussion. Kenneth Nash, drums. James Gadsden, drums. Norman Connors, producer. Vocals, Eleanor Mills. And the French horns. James Atkinson, French horns, Sidney Maldron, guitar, Charles Fearing, guitar, David T. Walker, and you know David T. Walker bad. Then you got Wah-Wah Watson on the keyboard. They got Bill McCoy, keyboards. Bobby Lyle, keyboards. Jacques Vervick, keyboards. Richard Cummins, keyboards. Richard T. keyboards. Ronnie Coleman. McKinley Jackson, percussion. Petro on the bass. Soprano saxophone. Ralph Buzzy. Jones. He's on the synthesizer. Then you got Mac. Butternick. Tenor sax. And you got the great Farrell Sanders on the trombone. And Benny Pyle trombone, and Garrett Brown trombone, and George Buchanan trombone, and George Thatcher trombone, and Lou on the trombone. God damn, you got all the tromboners. So let's get this track. Now that's a lot of goddamn people. The track is called You Make Me Feel Brand New, featuring Eleanor Mills. Whew. Man, I thought I was going to have to keep counting till tomorrow. used to be the track, though, in the R&B. And I used to sing that on stage in junior high. And then little cheerleaders. Sing it, Doc. Sing it to me. And me and my group get up there, man. And we be so cool. And I hit them high fives. Okay, y'all ready? And I go like, this one is for you. Hello. Oh, Donnie, 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 Donnie. And the little Catholic school girls, they have on the little skirts. They be like, dude, look at these pleats. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number to get into the show is 347-633-9376. And on June 22nd, I think it's 22nd, I don't know, we'll be celebrating 10 years on air every Friday. Haven't missed it. I'm like the postman. Rain, sleet, snow, I don't care. Voice or no voice, I'm going on air. Ooh, I like that guy there. Hey, we're going to play this track by St. Louis Joe. Now, I want you to check Joe Mancuso out now. He's singing Angel Eyes. And, man, when Joe was in St. Louis live, he's cutting up. So let me let you listen to Joe before I squeal again.
Love's not around, yet it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil said, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say, my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, got to run. The facts uncommonly clear. I've got to find who is love number one and why my angel eyes thank you. Mr. Jesse Gannon. So drink up, all you people, and order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people, 'cause the drink and the laugh done me.
Mancuso at the club. He say, drink up, everybody. The drinks is on me. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't buying a whole lot of drinks and she done quit me. Talking about drink up, everybody. I ain't gonna go broke. Oh, man. And she's sitting over there with another guy. Talking about drink up, everybody. I feel bad. I take my money and run out the door. I say, yeah, y'all drink up, because I ain't paying for it. Okay, all right. You know, the songs excite me. Hey, I'm going to play this track before we take a break. And this is my girl, Ruth Brown. She said, I don't know. Man, what's wrong with the love? Get all in these people, and they be buying drinks and going crazy. And then I got to play a track. But after that, I got to do a quick break. But let's listen to Ruth Brown. This was done in 1959. I don't know.
Should I let myself go in his direction? Is his love strong? All my heart's protection.
Ooh,
I don't know.
I don't know.
But he loves me so good till I think I should. Oh, oh. If I gave him my heart, would he refuse it? Would he tear it apart? Or tenderly use it? I don't know. Heart so right, be led so wrong.
I just might. Oh, oh. And you know what the oh, oh is? Oh, man. My mother say, Dad, put your hands over your eyes. So I said, oh, oh. I say, well, what is the oh, oh? Because, you know, that was around my sister them time. You say, ooh, I like that guy. I just might. Oh, oh.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
And I'm looking at my producer. He's on the Skype. You know, he's like, what is the O-O? I say, man, you know, I got a close partner of mine, man. G to the G. I'm going to have to ask her what was the O-O. Gigi pretty smart there. She'll tell me. Say, no, that's okay. Hey, but listen. We got a great show for you tonight. We are talking about jazz. Perfection is not the case. It's talent. And jazz has never been about perfection, but truly drives music. So I'm going to let you listen to this young lady. Now, I know all of y'all know Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and even the current artists. You know, there's one in Florida that I like, Lauren Henderson. She's bad. But I want you to listen to this young lady from Korea. And I mean, she's a top jazz singer. This girl can riff, man. And when you hear her riff, you say, you're the shittest girl in Korea? You know, her name is Young Sun Ah. And, of course, you don't pronounce the N because it's N-A-H. So they told me, y'all, don't you say the words. You say them good. So, oh, man. Don, what are you drinking? Okay, anyway, I'm going to play this track. I want you to listen to this. This is called Breakfast in Baghdad. And then she's got another song I'm going to play for you where she does a riff. But this girl can cut. Check this out. Jazz. In Korea, South Korea now, not North Korea.
Don't bother,
All right. Did you hear that? I like that. We got another track we're going to play by her later on. But you know what? Like I said, again, it's not about perfection. It's about talent. And Peter White's bad. You know, Jeanette Harris, who plays saxophone, this girl is bad. And Becky Biggins, she cuts. You know, so it's a lot of people. Like Boney James, you know, they out there. And I'm still searching, asking somebody, what was the O-O? I got a text in from my road dog. My friend, G to the G, she said, she don't know either. I said, oh, man, somebody knows what the O-O is. And I'm going to find out. I'm going to search to find the O-O. You know, I'm going to have to ask somebody that just knows. Hey, let me play this track. And when I come back, we got some more great music for you. I want to play this track by Peter White. It's called The Unforgiven. And when I saw the title, I said, man, Unforgiven. Reminds me of that cowboy movie with Morgan Freeman and Clint Eastwood, The Unforgiven. But anyway, this is a great track, and we got some more great music for you. So let me get to it, and I'm on the search because I'm going to find the great O.O., whatever it means.
Thank you.
my guy, Peter White. Hey, check this out. My producer's wife wrote a big note. She say the O-O is, drum roll, brum, 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 brum. She says when a young lady sees a guy that she knows dangerous, the O-O means, should I go and deal with him? Or should I go away and say, no, no, O-O. You know how you get that feeling? They walk in the club or in the church or wherever they are. You go, oh, should I go or should I not? That's what the great oh is. It's a deciding moment. Oh, man. I'm going to play this track by my guy, No Man, No Cry, by Jimmy Sachs, S-A-X. Before I get censored. No Man, No Cry, Jimmy Sachs. And when I come back, man, we got some more talent in jazz.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back. And yes, that's the spy thriller that I wrote about that also takes place in Korea. And they trap one of the sisters, and they beat her up bad. And they tell the Americans, we have your tups, and we're going to kill her, execute her. But she's not the spy. But her sister is. And her other sister is Tiana. And there's three of them, and they look alike. I mean, when I was writing that, man, they say I pulled out all the stops, all of them. So it was really good. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got more great music for you. We're going to jump to Jeanette Harris, and she's on that saxophone, just like Jimmy Sax. This sax crazy. That was Janetta Harris. And that's a bad track, man. All I Do Is Think About You, written by the great Stevie Wonder, and just played by everybody. Kurt Whalum, singing Wendy Moten, just everybody. And Janetta Harris. That shows you that talent is the case, not perfection. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by Emmy Rossum, These Foolish Things, because when they're foolish, they remind me of you. And I'm like, wait a minute, is she talking about me? Foolish things. I don't do no foolish things. She said, yeah, when you do the foolish things, remind me of you. I can't believe that. That's an insult. What the?
A cigarette that bears lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romance. Told you what my heart meant. A fairground painted swing. These foolish things remind me of you. Remind me of you. Remind me of you.
And that was one of those 1930 tracks where they just sang real quickly. All right, we're going to get to a track before we get to Becky Biggins. It's by our Korean artist, Sun Young Nam. And it's called My Favorite Things. And I want you to listen to the way she cuts on this. She can track. And that's the one that did the riffing earlier. So I want you to listen to this. This is a Korean jazz artist.
These are a few of my with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Right, Korea.
Woo!
Yeah. That girl can cut, man. She can go from ripping to cutting. Hey, let me play this track. Bet You By Golly Wow by Phyllis Hyman. This girl could cut. And since we played a couple of stylistics tracks, well, at least one so far, I thought we'd play another one on our jazz night. Phyllis Hyman, Bet You By Golly. Oh, my God, wow. They didn't say that.
If I could, I
By golly, wow. Anything you ask me, I'll try. Woo, that's a heck of a woman now. Anything I'll try. Oh, hope she don't sound like that. Oh, man. I like that track too, man. That's another Norman Connors production. You know, Norman was bad, man. Take a lot of those RBs. Turn it into jazz. Hey, we're going to jump to a track by Becky Biggins, and we're going to follow it up with Boney James. Stop, Look, and Listen, another Stylistics track on All That Jazz Now. Perfection is not the case, but talent is.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. And I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. I've found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I've found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill. Oh,
Higgins, award-winning jazz singer and saxophonist. She plays the saxophone and sings. Oh, man, Becky Biggins. She did a little medley. You know, sometimes they would do little medleys back in the day. So we thought we'd let you listen to Becky Biggins. We're going to jump to Boney James. Stop, Look, and Listen. Man, and we cutting up. We almost out of here, too. 30 more minutes. We'll be gone to the moon. Fly me to the moon and let me play along the stars. Hey, I should record that. Boney James. Hey, you know what? I'm going to play this track by Sarah Vaughan. And it's called Send in the Clowns. And I know some people out there, they scared of the clowns. The killer clown. Did you ever see that movie? The Killer Clowns. Oh, my God. But anyway, this is Sarah Vaughan. Send in the clowns. I got to listen to the words in this because I think she was saying send in the crazy people like Don S. McClure. All right, 21 more minutes, so let me get this in. And I got a Paul Taylor track, Long Way Home, and a Doc Pyle. I got a couple of tracks, so let me get to it because I can do it on All That Jazz now.
Send in the clowns.
don't bother, baby. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my time is late in my
up in that, sitting in the clouds. You see, and they laughing. I gotta find out what kind of clowns they are. I think she was showing her classical talent back in the day. But I'm gonna look it up. I promise you next week, on Friday, this Friday, I'm gonna know what the words are. Descending the clowns and frown. I don't even think they said that. I'm going to play this track by Paul Taylor. It's called Long Way Home. And I guess he's going to see the clowns on the Don S. McClure show. Man, that's Paul Taylor. You know, and I was talking about him the other day with some producer friends of mine. I said, Paul, bad. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Doc Powell. He Never Sleeps. It's a replay. Doc Bad, though. On the Don S. McClure, All That Jazz Now. Perfection is not the case. Talent is.
Then you will spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. So hush, little baby, don't you
something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.